And tomorrow we will have a profile of Tom Brady, who is preparing for his 7th Super Bowl.
I don't know. Kind of tough for Bostonians. Matt Ryan went to Boston College. Okay, it's not that tough for most of them. They love Tom Brady. Let's bring in Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, start with that matchup. Matt Ryan of the Falcons and Tom Brady Patriots.
Well, I'll tell you, talking about Ryan from Boston College, when he was about to be drafted, I did an interview with him, and I had heard that he liked grammar, so I gave him a grammar test, and he aced it. It was, you know, not so hard, subject-verb agreement here and there, so I give him credit. This is his first Super Bowl. Tom Brady performs excellently in all Super Bowls. I would say that in terms of physical players, Ryan has a complement of greatness around him, including his receiver Julio Jones and so many other good players. It's hard to double cover Julio Jones, which makes him exponentially more threatening. But my God, do the Patriots always have a great game plan and are able to exploit anything thrown at them. And the Atlanta defense isn't that great, so is eminently exploitable.
Well, you say anything thrown at them. I mean, you know, Tom Brady, we just might want to say he's apparently wrestling with some emotional issues. His mom has been sick, and that's come out recently. But, you know, the Falcons never won the Super Bowl. They made it once in 1998, but lost. The Patriots, you know, what, going for their 94th, or is it 5th, Super Bowl title? But does that make a difference? Can you get lackadaisical if you've won many times? Do you want it more if you haven't?
To the lackadaisical point,
no.
Bill Belichick's your coach,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And he's so creative. I was just listening to an interview with Kurt Warner, who was saying it is his particular mindset, which is he looks at every game as a puzzle to be solved. So some coaches say, I have this thing that I always do and we're going to do it right. And after a while, that might get boring. But since the game never gets boring to Belichick and he's always trying to outthink it, that's why he's always sharp. And because he has in Brady this, you know, one of the greatest players of the modern era who shares the same mindset and a great ability. I think most people would say the inexperience of the Falcons can't help them. But history doesn't show that. History just shows that great teams are great teams. And even if they're there for the first time, it's not their inexperience that shows through. It's possibly their lack of greatness that shows through. And the Patriots are slight favorites, and that's for a reason.
Now, what else would you be looking for besides the quarterback matchup?
Well, I would look for things that affect the quarterback matchup. I would look for how much pressure each team can put on the quarterbacks. Specifically, when Brady has time to pass and when he has an unobstructed view of the field, he doesn't have to run around a lot. He's not one of those types of quarterbacks. Brady will kill you. So if the Falcons can find a way to pressure him, especially, I'm going to throw a football jargony phrase up there, A-gap pressure, which means pressure up the middle. When the defense can get over the center or the guards right into Brady's face, that could very much throw him off his game. But if Tom Brady is comfortable and has enough time to throw, he will slice you up.
Okay. What are you going to be watching for beyond the game itself? I mean, there's the halftime, the ads, what?
Yes, well, you can't avoid the ads. I'm interested in how this game will do in the ratings. The Pats are usually a really good draw, but the ratings of the NFL were off 8% this year. And part of that is the election and how much attention is paid to things other than football. But think about what's been going on this week. I mean, for 5 years, I went to a Super Bowl, so I was in the middle of it. But I just perceive, and you know, you're up there in Boston, so it might seem like a pretty huge deal. I'm sure it is. But I just perceive that these last 2 weeks have been, the Super Bowl is breaking through to the culture at large less than it ever has been, just with what everything else has been going on in the world. And so I wonder, the Super Bowl hasn't had a rating below 46 since 2010. I wonder if they're going to backslide. The ratings were down last year. I wonder if they'll be down 2 years in a row.
Well, and the football in general has been down over the past year, so we'll see who wins.
Yeah, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addressed this, and he kind of talked about tweaking around with the commercial load. But maybe just this year, for a number of reasons, people are a little burned out by our national pastime,
football. Roger Goodell, that's going to be interesting to see when he comes on the field and addresses a Patriot player. Mike Pesca here now is a sports analyst, host of the daily podcast at justitslate.com. Thanks, as always.
If Robin, not when, if.